This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. FDA launches pilot program to accelerate early-stage clinical trials amid global competition. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Kekadze, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, is launching a pilot program designed to streamline the approval pathway for early-stage clinical trials, a move intended to accelerate drug development timelines and strengthen American competitiveness in the global pharmaceutical market. The initiative reflects growing pressure from federal health officials to reduce regulatory bottlenecks that may disadvantage U.S. manufacturers relative to international competitors, particularly in Asia. Key takeaways: the FDA is initiating a pilot program to expedite review and approval of early-stage single-study clinical trials. The program aims to reduce time to approval for investigational new drugs, INDs, and accelerate overall drug development cycles. Federal officials cite competitive pressures from China and other countries as a key driver for streamlined regulatory pathways. The pilot will test whether accelerated early-stage review can maintain safety and scientific rigor standards. Regulatory streamlining meets safety scrutiny. According to reporting from Stat News, FDA officials are establishing a new expedited pathway that allows sponsors to advance single-study Phase 1 and early Phase 2 trials more rapidly through the agency's regulatory review process. The pilot program is expected to compress timelines for investigational new drug IND applications, which typically require multiple rounds of FDA feedback and revision before approval. The initiative represents a significant policy shift within the FDA's Center for Drug Evaluation and Research, CR. Rather than treating all early-stage trials identically, the pilot will create a differentiated review track designed to reduce administrative delay without compromising the scientific assessment of trial safety and methodology. FDA regulatory timeline challenge: compressed early-stage review under new pilot. Estimated approval acceleration for investigational new drug applications under pilot program relative to standard pathway, standard IND review pathway 100%, pilot program expedited track 65%, projected timeline reduction 35% faster. Source: FDA Center for Drug Evaluation and Research. Conceptual framework: Georgian Medical Journal News. International competition and regulatory precedent. Federal officials point to international regulatory environments as context for the FDA's policy change. Stat News reports that U.S. policymakers view faster regulatory pathways in competing nations, particularly China's streamlined National Medical Products Administration, NMPA, approval processes, as a competitive disadvantage that may discourage domestic pharmaceutical investment and slow time to market for U.S. developed therapies. The FDA has previously tested accelerated pathways for breakthrough therapies and fast-track designations. This pilot program extends that logic to the earliest stages of clinical development, where regulatory decisions may have downstream effects on entire drug development programs. See more on health policy updates at GMJ News. Balancing speed with scientific integrity. The core challenge facing regulators is whether compression of review timelines can be achieved without reducing the quality of FDA's scientific evaluation. Early-stage trials, particularly Phase 1 safety and dosage studies, form the foundation for all subsequent clinical development. Inadequate review at this stage could theoretically lead to poorly designed trials that waste resources or, more critically, compromise participant safety. FDA officials will need to demonstrate that the pilot program maintains rigorous assessment of trial design, statistical power, safety monitoring protocols, and qualified investigator credentials. The agency has indicated it will monitor pilot outcomes for both approval timelines and any adverse events or protocol deviations reported during participating trials. Read more in our clinical updates section. Implementation and oversight structure. Details regarding pilot enrollment criteria, timeline targets, and oversight mechanisms remain preliminary. Stat News indicates that the FDA will likely limit initial participation to sponsors with demonstrated compliance records and trials meeting defined complexity thresholds. Performance metrics will be tracked throughout the pilot period to assess whether accelerated timelines translate to meaningful improvements in drug development velocity without triggering safety concerns. The pilot program is expected to inform broader FDA policy decisions regarding early-stage trial regulation. If successful, the streamlined pathway could be expanded to additional trial phases or expanded eligibility criteria. Conversely, if the pilot identifies risks or implementation challenges, the FDA may refine the approach before wider adoption. The FDA's expedited early-stage clinical trial pilot program aims to reduce investigational new drug application review timelines, with international regulatory competition cited as a key policy driver. U.S. Food and Drug Administration Center for Drug Evaluation and Research, Stat News, June 2026. What this means for patients: accelerated early-stage trial approval could theoretically bring new therapies to clinical testing faster. However, the net benefit depends on whether compressed timelines maintain adequate safety monitoring. Patients should ensure any trial they consider has undergone rigorous FDA scientific review, regardless of approval pathway. For clinicians, faster IND approval may increase the availability of novel investigational therapies for eligible patients, but clinicians should scrutinize trial protocols carefully to ensure scientific design quality is not compromised by expedited review. Awareness of which trials originated from the pilot pathway will aid informed trial referral decisions. For policymakers, the pilot test results will be critical for determining whether regulatory streamlining is compatible with the FDA's core mission of ensuring drug safety and efficacy. Success here could provide a model for other regulatory agencies globally and may inform broader competitiveness policy regarding pharmaceutical innovation infrastructure. Frequently asked questions: how does the FDA's new pilot program differ from existing fast-track designations? Existing FDA pathways such as breakthrough therapy designation and fast track apply primarily to later stage development, phase 2 and 3, of drugs addressing serious unmet medical needs. The new pilot program targets the earliest stage, phase 1 and early phase 2, before efficacy is established. The pilot focuses on reducing administrative review time for investigational new drug IND applications rather than granting therapeutic designation. This represents a procedural acceleration rather than a clinical priority designation. Does accelerated IND approval mean drugs will reach patients faster? Not necessarily. IND approval allows trials to begin. It does not shorten trial duration or accelerate the path to FDA approval of the finished drug. Accelerating early stage review may compress timelines by months, but phase 2 and 3 trials, which typically take years, remain unchanged. The net benefit depends on whether faster IND approval translates to earlier completion of entire development programs, which is not guaranteed. How will the FDA ensure safety standards are maintained under the expedited pathway? According to Stat News reporting, the FDA plans to monitor pilot outcomes for both approval timelines and any adverse events or protocol deviations. Initial participation will likely be limited to sponsors with strong compliance histories and trials below defined complexity thresholds. The agency will use pilot data to assess whether acceleration compromises scientific rigor. Results will inform decisions about broader adoption or policy refinement. The FDA's pilot program represents a calculated policy shift aimed at reconciling two competing pressures: the need for faster innovation in competitive global markets and the regulatory agency's responsibility to maintain rigorous safety and scientific standards. The pilot's success will depend on whether accelerated timelines can be achieved without increasing risk to trial participants or producing poorly designed studies that delay rather than advance drug development. Over the coming months, tracking early pilot outcomes will provide critical evidence for policymakers assessing whether this model warrants expansion. Source: Stat News, FDA to launch pilot program to speed up early stage clinical trials.